Now, I expect you're all aware of one feature of the borough of Enfield, and certainly of our part of it, is the New River. It's not far from here, only about a quarter of a mile away, and you can walk down and see it and walk along beside it. Unfortunately, the New River in central Enfield is a rather dirty, smelly channel at the moment. It winds around Enfield town, apparently flowing nowhere, and quite stagnant, and not altogether pleasant to walk along beside. But how did the New River get here? It's not a natural river, not like the River Lee, a one that's been here for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. You might say the rivers that God made for the country. This is a man-made river. And it was made because the water supply to the City of London about 400 years ago was becoming quite inadequate and wasn't meeting the needs of all the inhabitants of a growing city. The people had to drink, and so they were drinking unclean water, and as a result, many were becoming ill, and some were dying. So how could more fresh, clean water be brought into the city for the population to drink in safety? Well, a man named Middleton thought hard about the problem and decided that he could solve it. And about 20 miles to the north of London, there were places where fresh, clean water bubbles up out of the hills, out of the chalk hills. Some of it forms the River Lee. And Middleton proposed to take this water, fresh water, from up to the north of London to build an artificial channel to bring the water down into the City of London. And this, at that time, would provide enough water for everybody to drink. And he was given the go-ahead and set about building a river from scratch, an entirely new river. That's why it's called the New River. The purpose of bringing fresh, clean water directly to the spring, where the springs are in the City of London. And it still flows through Enfield occasionally, but most of the time it's quite stagnant. When he built it, the landowners in Enfield weren't very cooperative, and they wouldn't let him build his river through their property. And the only way they refused to let him do that, the only way he could build the river, was to go round everybody's property, round in loops, and that's why the New River loops its way through Enfield. Enfield was that he found a place of very awkward people. I don't know whether it is still today. And there is, I believe, another place where similar objections were raised to his river, and it had to take a very big detour. But he still carried on with the work and completed it and achieved his object, that fresh water was flowing for the people of London to drink. And today, I believe, that fresh water fortunately doesn't flow through the New River, but passes under Enfield in a pipeline. It's still working to add to the water that the people of London drink. And it was work of a man who wanted to make people's lives better. He thought in unselfish ways. He wanted people to be happier and healthier, to live fulfilled lives, and he worked very hard to achieve that. And he succeeded in his task and created the river and brought the water into London. He made life better for other people and succeeded in his task. And I think that's a very good example to all of us, that we should all do our best to make lives better for other people. Lots of people are suffering in the world and even in our own country, and there's lots of ways in which we can do something to help them and to make life better for others. And I think that's the sort of thing that Jesus wants us to do.